You know, the Bible teaches that we should have an active interest, which is zeal, enthusiasm, or fervor. The Bible says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, reads Ephesians 4 and verse 1. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, Romans 12 and verse 11. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent, Revelations 3:19. The Bible also requires knowledge or clear understanding of the will of God. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, reads Ephesians 5:17. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. 2 Peter 1, verse 5. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. 2 Peter 3:18. The lesson is entitled Zeal and Knowledge, but first let's consider zeal without knowledge. Concerning the Jews, Paul said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Romans 10 and verse 2, which is activity without guidance, works without faith, heat without light. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10 verse 17. God will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. Regarding zeal without knowledge, consider some examples. At the scene of the transfiguration, Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him, reads Matthew 17, verses 4 and 5. In John 18, verses 10 and 11, the biblical record says, Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given, shall I not drink it? Peter had much zeal for the Lord in this context, but it was without heavenly knowledge. Concerning zeal without knowledge, consider some examples from Saul of Tarsus. Acts 22, verses 3 through 4 reads, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. For ye have heard my conversation, or manner of living, in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above my many equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers, reads Galatians 1, verses 13 and 14. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless, Philippians 3, verse 16. Concerning zeal without knowledge, there is a danger of false security. Some think all is well, but they are lost brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal to God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Romans 10, verses 1 through 3. Probably none more religious then or now than the Jews of the first century. But their zeal was without heavenly knowledge. Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, which requires knowledge, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 31 and 32. Trying to establish one's own righteousness through law and tradition is like running in the dark, and eventually one's own destruction. Jesus said, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, reads Matthew 15, 9. Spiritually speaking, Jesus said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. And that implies every teaching which the heavenly Father has not planted. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew 15, 13 and 14. They that are unlearned and unstable rest or twist, as they also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Read 2 Peter 3:16. Knowledge of truth is available, so ignorance is inexcusable. Acts chapter 17, verses 25 through 31 says, God is not worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like in the gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. That's Acts 17, 25-31. The apostles were told, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. Paul stated, have you not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Romans 10 and verse 18. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Acts 17, 11. We've noticed it is possible to have zeal without knowledge. Likewise, it is possible to have knowledge without zeal, which is understanding without activity, faith without works, light without heat. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2:26. Even so, faith that hath not works is dead, being alone. Reads Romans 2:17. Regarding knowledge without zeal, notice some interesting examples, such as the church at Ephesus. Revelations chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 reads, "Under the angel of the church at Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and have found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." That's Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In chapter 3 of the same book, it reads, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee," reads Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The Galatians were devoted, but then lost their fervor. Paul said, "You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Galatians 5 and verse 7. "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let a man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden," Galatians 6, 3 through 5. "In every age it seems there are some who have knowledge without zeal." Matthew 5 and verse 13 reads, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." Some don't have enough zeal to maintain their knowledge. The Bible says, "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat." Spiritually speaking, Hebrews 5, verse 12. Regarding knowledge without zeal, consider the danger of this condition. Truly, it is a sinful state. "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Reads James 2, 14 through 18. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only? James 2, 24. "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not to him, it is sin," James 4, 17. Failure to act upon one's knowledge brings condemnation. The Bible says, "A servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes," Luke 12 and verse 47. Jesus said, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Luke 9, verse 62. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. We've noticed that it is possible to have zeal without knowledge, and likewise, knowledge without zeal. But if we're going to please God, we must have zeal plus knowledge, that is, zeal with knowledge, which is understanding plus activity. Faith plus works. Light plus heat. Paul prayed for this ideal spiritual state, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Reads Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11. Notice some examples of precious ones in this condition, such as the disciples in Jerusalem. The Bible says that they gladly received His word, were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, Acts 2:41-47. Those that should be saved were those that were baptized because they gladly received the word. Notice the great humble apostle. Paul said, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that, for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do," he says, "forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. The Thessalonians had zeal that included knowledge, as Paul said to them, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father." 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. God gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. Thankfully, there are always some who are solid spiritual citizens. We can count on them to study, teach, pray, and attend worship service and gospel meetings. Regarding zeal with knowledge, notice the blessedness of this condition, where success and joy can be ours. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Reads Philippians 4:7. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see Him not, yet believe it. ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. The blessing of an eternal crown awaits those who have zeal plus knowledge. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, he says, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life, he told those in the first century, recorded for us in Revelation 2:10. The song by Thomas Shepard entitled, Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone, reflects these scriptural thoughts. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. The consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free, and then go home my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me. In closing, saved ones continue with the practice of zeal plus knowledge to manifest and demonstrate in our daily lives whose I am and whom I serve, as Paul did, Acts 27:23. Lost ones, become a Christian before it is too late, and add your faith, 2 Peter 1:5-8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, Romans 5:6. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, Romans 2:4. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. The Lord invites us, and we wait to assist you. If you have a spiritual need, won't you please come while together we stand and sing.
Have the light, come on, days sorrow and night.
Jesus.